I know you cheated. This was a collab that I did with my script demon, and it's based on an audio that they heard over a year ago. One that they really loved, but they were never able to find it again. So it may have been deleted. And maybe you've heard it. Maybe you're like, hey, wait, this sounds really familiar. So it's based on that, and I actually changed the ending a little bit. This one is fun. I really feel for these people. Yeah, she kind of jumped to conclusions just a little bit. Although, you know, I get it, though, how a little girl could sound like a grown-up. If you hear daddy, then okay. That actually reminds me. I used to work at a call center, and I never use last names, and the reason why is because, to me, if you hear someone saying, hi, is Mr. So-and-so there, you immediately think solicitor. Now, I didn't really think of myself as a solicitor because I called alumni at my university, so I didn't really think of myself as a solicitor, and I guess I was being a little sneaky by using first names, but it didn't feel natural to me because I never really call people Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. It's kind of something from the olden days. It has never really felt natural to me. It could just be my generation. I don't know. So yeah, I asked for whatever this guy's name was, and his wife had answered the phone. And she was not happy that I asked for her husband. So she says to him, she's like, there's a girl on the phone with a very perky voice asking for you. Actually, she did an impression of me asking for him. So she basically like quoted me, and I guess didn't realize I could hear it. It was so funny. Okay. Anyway, she probably didn't like that I also talked to him for like an hour, but we were supposed to build a rapport with, you know, whoever we were talking to, because we were asking for money. But the rapport always came naturally, too. But yeah, we were supposed to start a conversation anyway. And I thought his job was cool, because he worked for the FBI or CIA or something, and it sounded really cool. I'm like, I want to hear more about that. And I did. So yeah, it kind of reminded me of that, just because of the misunderstanding that was there. Now, I love how this woman is very go big or go home. She does not half-ass it. She's not gonna go, you know, like, fuck one dude on their bed. She's not gonna fuck two dudes on their bed, no. She is gonna have, like, a gangbang on their bed in front of him. She got all of her holes filled, four loads. That is something. And so I went with Cuckold for this one, for the text, because, you know, there's mention that he is hard watching this. I also like how all was kind of forgotten when she was trying to straighten things out when she was looking at his phone. And, you know, even the fact that he's not even freaking out too much and he's like, phone, look at my phone. He's just trying to prove, hey, I wasn't cheating. It's like he kind of doesn't really care. I don't know. I love it. So, yeah, she kind of forgot what she did for a moment. She's like, oh my God, my brother, oh God. And then she's like, wait, I just fucked all these dudes in front of you. Oh, shit. So when I started my Patreon, something I decided was that I wasn't going to make anything too... I don't know, I wanted to play it safe. And that's one reason why I started Gumroad too, because I didn't want there to be anything that would not fit like a general audience, I guess. And Cuckold was one of those things where I was thinking, okay, that should probably be a Gumroad type of thing. It might be one day. I don't know. Because I'm like, I don't know how many people are okay with Cuckold. So this is my first Cuckold audio, I think, that I've used for one of my main audio drops. And I hope it will go over okay. I think they're really fun to make. And one reason why is because they're usually filthy. And I love that. Also, I feel like it's been way too long since I've made a Cuckold audio. It has been a while, hasn't it? So that had to change. And I do think that I was playing it too safe when I started my Patreon. So I've been making it, like, not so safe. And yeah, because, I mean, there's stuff I'm known for. And I don't think I'm known for, you know, the really safe, feel-good type audios. That's not exactly my style, usually. But also, don't get me wrong, I have made them, and I want to make another one soon. So, it's not that I don't make them at all, and I don't like them at all. It's just that it's something that I do on occasion. It's like when you're using the really expensive salt that you have, and you sprinkle it on, like, some dishes, but not all of them. You usually just use the other salt. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying, but you get it. Also, if you're really paying attention at the beginning of the audio, you can catch that something is off because she is wearing the lingerie for him. And then she says, "Is it slutty enough for you?" And the way I performed that part was I was trying not to seem very genuine when I was talking. You know, I was saying words, but my tone of voice did not fit those words, really. And so, you know, when I was listening to it and I was thinking, okay, are people just going to think my acting is really bad or what? But it's just because her motives are kind of showing a little bit.